This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, guys. Welcome back to our last episode of You Made That. And I am Noura again, here with Chef William, the head chef of Paramount again. We are so excited to have you guys here on our last episode of this Ramadan series, inshallah. And we are going to be making something very, very special towards Lebanese culture. And so I'm going to give it away to Chef William again, and he can introduce himself and what we're making today. Okay.
Thank you, Noura, for the good introduction. Welcome, everybody, on our new episode. So we're going to be making kibbeh bil laban. It sounds like Arabic, pure Arabic word. Kibbeh bil laban. Laban meaning yogurt, and kibbeh is the ground beef, kind of ground beef mixed with cracked wheat, some onion, and special mix of spices and salt. So this is the kibbeh. We're going to make the kibbeh for the paste first, and then we're going to make the stuffing, which is this ingredient. And after that, we're going to form it in a very nice way, nice shape, and easy way.
Like a football.
You're going to learn it today.
Yes, I'm going to learn it.
And after we shape the kibbeh, we're going to make the laban sauce. And there's like that on top of it. It's going to be like kind of garlic, olive oil, and some fresh coriander on the top. So it's like four parts.
All
so
right.
So we're going to start with the first and main part.
Let's get started.
We're going to have the cracked wheat, burghul, an Arabic burghul.
Okay.
So the same amount of cracked wheat and the same amount of ground beef. Ground beef, it has to be lean beef, extra lean beef, so zero fat in it. Okay? Otherwise, the kibbeh will get broke when you cook it. Okay, same amount. I'm going to get some onion, chopped onion, finely chopped onion.
And how many onions do we
need? So you need like almost like 2 tablespoons, 2.5.
Okay.
Okay. Here like 1 teaspoon salt. And again, some people make it like it more salty or less. So it's up to the taste. And here the secret ingredient, which is the da'a for the kibbeh. Okay.
These are the spices.
This is the spices. Not too much spices.
Yeah.
Like always in Paramo, we use like
the flavoring.
Simplicity. Simple. Everything simple. So just basil, marjoram, and some cumin, and all spice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can have it. You can buy it ready from our butcher shop.
That's amazing.
And the good thing, like as we like. Always in Paramount we do. We make everything easy. So
yes.
You can go to Paramount, butcher shop, and get this ready.
Yeah.
You just ask for kibbeh.
The kibbeh just ready to go.
Yes. The kibbeh paste is ready. We're gonna let it sit in the fridge. Okay, by the time we prepare the stuffing for it. Okay?
Sounds good.
So now to the fridge. Now we're gonna start with
round two.
The stuffing. I'm gonna make small amount.
So we put the oven on high, medium?
On high heat.
High heat, okay.
I'm gonna use some canola oil. Okay. Not too much. And after the canola oil, we're gonna put the chopped onion.
Mm-hmm. And this part of the kibbeh is what, the inside or the outside?
This meat, it has to be like with fat, mixed with, it has some fat.
So it's
the
mixed,
stuffing.
Is it the, it also the stuffing, nice.
Yeah. It gives better taste. So we have the onion.
We're gonna caramelize them, wait till
caramel a little bit. Okay. Okay, so we'll put the canola oil first and then the onion. We're gonna continue with the ground beef, the spices, salt, and finally with the walnut.
Sounds good.
Okay, so when we put the ground beef, we're gonna make sure we mix it, stir it properly before it gets cooked. We're gonna put some spices.
So what kind of meat is this? This is also
so
ground meat?
Yeah, so the top side. The top side. It could be lamb or as well. For me, I prefer like the beef.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Okay, Noura, so we here have the stuffing ready. And you see the smell, how bright, how shiny. We're gonna let it cool down and drain it, drain all the excess oil. So by this time we're gonna get cold. I'm gonna start with the Laban sauce, which is
okay.
The sauce of the
yogurt
sauce. I'm gonna have some
canola oil. Nice.
A little bit, just chopped onion.
Onions. So like 3 tablespoons?
3 tablespoons of onion, chopped onion. So just when the onions start like being soft, we're gonna add the yogurt. Okay? So if you add the yogurt right away to something hot, it's gonna break. So mm-hmm. this is what, to avoid this, so some people they use eggs mm-hmm. or like starch, kind of starch, corn starch or potato starch or flour, you know. So I'm gonna use starch, 2 spoons of corn starch, and I'm gonna add for them some water, cold water, it has to be.
It has to be cold water. What happens if it's warm?
If it's warm, it's gonna be like jammed all together, combined.
Oh, yeah.
And it's gonna be a lot of lumps crumble inside. So, and this way, like, it's very, very good to have it, like, whenever you're cooking at home, anything with sauce or gravy, you need to make it thick. It's okay. The best way to thicken the sauce. So we're gonna combine it with the yogurt. So if you put right away the starch on the yogurt, it's gonna be like chance to have lumps and crumble inside.
So do we have to wait till they caramelize or
not? Caramelized, like
not
light
brown
gold.
Brown?
Light gold.
Got it.
Slightly cooked. Just cooked on it, no color. Because if you have it brown or golden, like dark gold, it's gonna be affect the color of the yogurt.
Yeah.
It has to stay white with some dust of green.
Oh.
Which is the dry mint and the coriander. So you can see here, so the onion start being cooked. I'm gonna have the yogurt. Give it quick.
And so do we put the whole
quick stir here? So easy to stir it here, then stir it in the pot.
Absolutely.
So smooth it a little bit. Creamy.
And do we put all of it in there?
Yes.
So how much is this?
So here, 750 grams.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and again, we're making like the meal like for 5 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so family of 5. So when you put the yogurt on the heat, you can't stop.
And you have to keep stirring.
Keep stirring and in the same way.
Okay, do you want me to put the next
Just
stuff
I'm
in
gonna
there?
Stop a little bit to mix the flour with the starch here. Smooth it a little bit here.
Okay, why don't we switch? I'll stir and then you can
yes,
put the stuff
now
in.
Now we're gonna come and
there
take my In this stage, no stop. You can see the edge, if you come closer with the camera, the edge of the pot, no particle. The yogurt will never break and be in like particles. Perfect. So look at this. Like,
good.
Almost there. See, it start bubbling, and the yogurt still combined.
Yes.
Now turn off the heat.
Okay.
Let it simmer. Okay.
And now.
Time
it's
the time.
The good stuff.
Now we're gonna form the kibbeh. Okay.
So okay.
I'm gonna make one in front of you, and then
okay.
you start up. So you're gonna take small amount of meat. Kibbeh in Ramadan, like for everyone, you can make it at the beginning of the month and you can freeze it whenever you need. You just take from the freezer, you can fry it or boil it to use it here. Or for me, I like to cook it in the yogurt. So there are some people, they boil the kibbeh before they put it in the yogurt or fry it and put it here.
Yeah?
Beautiful. Yeah, yeah, it can work. Let's see.
Okay, okay. Now, let me put some stuffing in.
Yeah. Be generous, yes. But inside, not outside.
Inside it.
Bravo. So now it's ready.
Okay.
I'll just give it a quick stir. Here the kibbeh, after we form it, I boil it like a pasta, like the way, same way we boil the pasta in hot water for 3 minutes.
Okay.
And take it out so it's firm. It's not cooked all the way, but just firm. Doesn't break.
So it's not going to break in the sauce.
Inside the sauce. And now after we put the kibbeh, we are not allowed to use this one anymore because they're going to break the kibbeh inside. So just drop the kibbeh, drop with me. Huh? Okay. And the good thing with this, like if your family and like half of the family is not here, you start eat like when the other half came, so you can drop the kibbeh.
And how long does it take to cook?
So here it's gonna take like 10 minutes. We're gonna cover it, simmer it with the sauce. Cover it well. Okay, so you notice it's not breaking.
Yeah, because of the boiling.
Because we boiled it. Medium heat for 10 minutes. It's gonna be ready.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm gonna prepare some rice. By the time this will be ready, we have the rice ready.
Sounds good.
Okay. But we still have, so here, plain flavor.
Plain flavor.
Just we put onion and salt.
So right. We need to flavor
we
it
need
some
to flavor
more.
It up.
Got it.
So how we're gonna flavor it up? We're gonna use in Arabic it's more tasha.
Tasha.
Tasha. Okay. Or da'a.
Da'a.
We're gonna use here olive oil, not olive oil.
Olive oil, finally. It's my special.
Okay, home. Like a couple spoon, tablespoon.
All right.
And minced garlic.
And so, what do we do with that? Do we put that
so
over?
This is gonna be on top of the.
That's
when
not.
We scoop it on the plate, this is gonna be on top. And this gives the whole flavor.
That's it. This this ties the flavor together.
I need the coriander, okay, and mint together. Together, so it's all here.
Oh.
So, we're gonna wait for it until it gets hot. Okay, so here we have the garlic, the chopped garlic. We're gonna let it slice
the onions.
Down. But garlic.
This is garlic?
Garlic, the chopped garlic. You remember the chopped garlic?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And this, I can see, start cooking.
Okay.
And this gives the whole flavor. It changed the whole experience also that kibbeh will have.
Ugh, I'm so excited. It smells amazing.
Okay. Oh, look.
Just fried garlic smells
fried
so
garlic.
Good.
And I like to use the coriander fresh. And when you put it this way, like it will stay green, doesn't turn black as well. Okay, I think this is ready now, just golden brown.
And do we put that on top now?
No, on each plate, separately.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
This. So now I think it's ready. And our kibbeh should be ready. Wow, see? How nice, creamy. See the sauce, how creamy it is?
It's so creamy.
It's not, no, it's not breaking the yogurt. You can see the spoon. Yeah.
So is it ready now?
Yep.
Yay.
That's it. So we're going to have.
Should we get the rice?
Oh. Yeah, we got the rice. So here, 2 kibbeh.
Some sauce.
Oh, 3 kibbeh. Some sauce. And this it goes really well with what? With vermicelli rice.
Vermicelli rice, like last time.
That is the shari.
Yeah.
Guys, if you want the recipe for vermicelli rice, just go back to the other the preview of the episode and you can find it. Look at this now here. Wow.
Oh my God, that smells amazing.
So here, you can have as well the nuts, pine nuts. You can put some pine nuts roasted. I have some pistachio. I like green with the green.
I love pistachio.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks amazing.
Yes. And some, so garnish is everybody
different. Of course.
Some pomegranate seeds, fresh pomegranate seeds. Okay.
Just like back home.
Exactly. And here we go. So we're going to have the kibbeh. And of course, we're going to be served with the vermicelli rice.
We have this, and we're going
the rice.
For it.
Oh,
ah.
yes. How's that?
That is so good. This
is the
topping tied that together perfectly.
Yeah.
Like
imagine this after like long fasting day. How refresher.
I feel refreshed now. Imagine after fasting. Okay.
Hey, thank you, Noura.
Thank you, Shabwilliam.
Thank you, everybody. special thanks for Multimedia Box, for ISNA Canada, and Paramount Fine Foods, and for the new program, We Made It.
We made it.
Yes.
You made it.
No,
but we also made it. Thank
have
you all
everybody
so
much. Have blessed Ramadan and Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak.
Hopefully we'll see you in next Ramadan without pandemic.
Yes.
we'll no be more. Everybody free. Thank you.
Bye.